How can we effectively address the health crisis of loneliness and social isolation in vulnerable populations? Our next guest, Cindy Jordan, co-founder and CEO of PIX Health, is tackling this challenge head on. After witnessing a family member's mental health crisis, Cindy was driven to find a solution for this pervasive yet often overlooked issue. PIX Health's innovative approach combines compassionate technology with timely human interventions, offering patients, health insurers, and at-risk organizations a scalable solution. While together, Cindy shares her deeply personal, touching, and inspiring journey and the experiences that fueled her mission to the groundbreaking strides PIX Health is making in addressing this U.S. health epidemic. Join us for this important conversation as we work together in the fight against loneliness. Let's go.
Welcome to Passionate Pioneers with Mike Baselli, where we highlight and speak with the innovators, the game changers, and the pioneers who are deeply passionate and relentless in solving the problems our world is facing today. This is your opportunity to connect with and learn from these leaders and to support them on their mission. Perhaps they will soon be hearing your story as well. This is Passionate Pioneers with Mike Baselli. I look forward to having you on this journey with us.
Hi, Cindy. A warm welcome to our podcast today.
Thanks, Mike. I'm super, super happy to be here.
Well, given your personal experience of watching a loved one's physical and mental health decline rapidly while caring for them, which in turn taught you about gaps in healthcare and the pervasive loneliness and social isolation epidemic affecting vulnerable populations, and now your deep, deep passion to solve for this huge problem, I'm eager to have this incredibly important conversation today. But before we dive in, a bit of housekeeping. While listening to any of our episodes, please take a moment to subscribe to the podcast so you will automatically receive episode updates in your podcast player. Simply search Passionate Pioneers with Mike Baselli in your favorite podcast player. And lastly, please visit the bottom of the episode notes to connect with me on LinkedIn and Twitter to further the conversations occurring on this podcast. All right, Cindy, it's almost time for our community to learn how you and the PIX Health team have created the first proven system dedicated to solving loneliness and social isolation. But first, what's that one piece of advice that you would give to others who are passionate about reimagining the health of our world?
When you say the health of our world, I'll focus specifically on healthcare here. But the one thing I would say to people is that whenever you think about healthcare, everyone feels like they sort of have to boil the ocean. And my advice would be find that human barrier that is stopping folks from living their best, most healthy lives. And I mean that holistically, physically, mentally, socially, the whole nine yards. Because often when you find those barriers, they're very aligned financially with where the money flows in healthcare around payers and providers, et cetera. So I think that healthcare turns a lot of innovation off because it just feels like it's too daunting, it's too regulated, there's too much going on. But when you can find those barriers that are keeping folks from living their best selves, you actually can build an entire very successful company off of that.
Absolutely, Cindy. You know, it's one of those things I've been fortunate enough over the years to be able to advise and mentor many startup founders. And the way I have also looked at it, you're spot on, you know, find those barriers, i.e. find those pain points. What is the pain point of those end users? Whoever those end users might be. Again, it could be payer executives, healthcare provider executives, the patients themselves, all of it together, because it's a very multi-sided business and marketplace, as you know, in healthcare. And I know we'll dive into it much, much more about who PIX Health is and all the good, good things you are achieving in our communities across the nation. Take it a step further. Is that how you found the aha moments for PIX Health as well as finding those barriers from those personal experiences?
Actually, yes and no, which of course is the best convoluted answer on any podcast. My first healthcare company, which I sold relatively early off of just a small amount of angel investment, was exactly that. Found a barrier to health, found a solution, proved it in a minimal viable way, and then sold it to a much bigger company. I kind of was not super interested in getting back into it. But in 2017, my stepdaughter, Riley, so my wife's daughter, had an incredibly horrible year, and she ended up being diagnosed with bipolar. And, you know, she was an adult at the time. So we didn't know a lot of what was going on in her health journey because we're not privy to that information because she was over the age of 18. So at the end of the year in 2017, she ended up in an inpatient facility. And I'm a fixer. I bet I know you're a fixer, Mike. I mean, it's probably the whole reason why you have this podcast. So I sat her down and I just said, can you tell me what comes first before the wheels go off the bus? And she started talking about being lonely. And candidly, pre-pandemic, I was like, what are you talking about? You have a roommate, you go to school, you come to family dinner every Sunday, you're not lonely. And she goes, oh no, I am alone on my journey and no one understands what's going on in my mind. And it turns out now post-pandemic that there's all kind of research to prove that in fact, that's true. So I became obsessed with it. I would read so much about loneliness. And at the time we were the only developed country in the world that wasn't treating it like a diagnosable, treatable condition. So then I knew I had to get back in. So it was less about really the industry, where the first company was really about the industry. This was about my stepdaughter.
It's amazing what barriers on a personal level can do to help supercharge an opportunity to build a business to solve exactly for it. And you talked about that obsession. That obsession turned into an incredible organization called Pix Health. We're going to discuss the organization, where things are heading, how we can be helping you, and much, much more after we get back from thanking our community champion sponsor. Healthcare faces a paradox that echoes through generations. While the current practices that help heal patients today are vital, it is crucial to evaluate them through an environmental lens. OSHA's Responsible for Tomorrow initiative is a collection of interviews featuring influential thought leaders and industry experts like you, who share their sustainability strategies, insights, and provide valuable perspectives from diverse industries to inspire innovation within the healthcare sector. OSHA invites you to join this journey. Want to share your sustainability story? OSHA is actively looking for partners to highlight the important and inspiring work being done around the globe. Check out OSHA's Responsible for Tomorrow initiative and series at OSHR.com, that's OSSUR.com, or visit the episode notes and click on their link. Together, and with OSHA helping lead the way, let's all be responsible for tomorrow. All right, we are back with Cindy Jordan, CEO and co-founder of Pix Health. Cindy, thank you so much. It is about finding those barriers that can turn into viable and successful companies to move healthcare forward. You know as well as I do, it is not an easy industry to innovate in, but it is possible. And you guys are doing exactly that in a space that I'm incredibly passionate about. We see the effects of loneliness and social isolation. It was further exacerbated and put in a magnifying glass during the pandemic. We talked about that on the front end with one of your family members. But Cindy, we have much to dive into. We want to discuss how this came to be. We've already teased it a bit with your family member, but where you got those aha moments to say, hey, I'm going to turn this into a company. And then, of course, talk about what's happening today. Who is the company? What's happening in the marketplace? Where are those success points or anything in between? And then, of course, where you see things heading for this very, very big problem that, again, I know we can solve for it with leaders like you. And of course, we're going to turn the tables back on you and ask how our community can be helping you. But before we dive into all of that and more, Cindy, give us a little bit of that founder's journey. Again, you were obsessed. You were sitting at the dining table. You were reading anything and everything you can get your hands on around this incredibly important topic. Take us behind the scenes a bit. How did it turn into an actual company now named Pix Health?
Yeah, well, at this point, because I had a successful exit, I had a Rolodex like a lot of us do, where I could pick up the phone and say, here's what I'm thinking. Does it hold water with you? And one of the executives I've talked to was the CEO of a very large Medicaid plan. And turns out that she was very forward thinking, because if you think about now where CMS is with all their guidelines around HEI, et cetera, no one was really thinking about behavioral and mental health being combined. I mean, physical and mental health being combined and integrated, but they certainly weren't thinking about social health. Sure, we were offering transportation and food boxes, but not in this global, holistic way. And she did. And I said, what do you think about loneliness? I just watching Riley go through it, I can tell you that it is a barrier to her taking her medicine. It is a barrier to her going to the doctor. It causes all other kinds of physical and behavioral health problems. And she's like, I'm in. And she goes, good timing, Cindy. We're about to write a bid. And in Medicaid, that's how Medicaid works. Health plans bid to cover the lives of Medicaid members, and it's state by state by state. So she wrote us in. And right out of the gate, she won it and we were in it. And now we had our first million plus in revenue and really did it off of an idea. So that was a gift. That's not how it went in my first company. But then we just started really putting our best foot forward and putting forth, and this is what I always say to any entrepreneur who's building anything to do with tech, putting out a minimal viable and being willing to learn from it. And because this CEO was such a good partner to me, she was also willing to learn from it.
That is powerful. And what a great story. And it is important. That network is incredibly important for aspiring entrepreneurs. You got to get out there and make those key contacts and nurture that network, because as I always have heard, it's cliche, but your network is your net worth, right? That is a key asset to building businesses. But Cindy, before we dive into the technology, the product, and how you're going about solving loneliness and social isolation, let's first go back a bit. Can you frame up for our community tuning in, how big is this problem? I mean, I know a lot of us kind of anecdotally experienced it during the pandemic in one way or another, but frame it up. Quantify this a bit for the folks that are learning about this. And what does this actually mean? How big of a burden is it to our system? Quantify, maybe frame up this problem at hand.
Yeah, I mean, it's massive. And I can just quote some stats from AARP, because they've actually been studying loneliness long before it was something that we were all paying attention to. 1 in 3 people are chronically lonely. And I say chronically on purpose, because just like depression, I'll use that as the comparison, it has degrees. So I have felt depressed in my life before, but I haven't been chronically depressed. And this is where evidence-based screenings, et cetera, come into play. It's the same with loneliness. I guarantee there's not a single person listening to your podcast, or probably in the earth, that can't say that they hadn't felt lonely at some period of time, or even isolated, like physically alone. But being chronically lonely means that your brain has literally gone into a mode where it rewires itself. Just back to Riley's experience. Your brain literally convinces you that you cannot be helped and nothing and no one understands. And so if you think about folks who are disengaged from our healthcare system, Medicare Advantage members, Medicaid members, there are many, many, many people who are suffering. And it turns out that loneliness is likely the barrier for them getting to good health. So the problem is pervasive. What's interesting, what people are going to assume, is that the most lonely population in the world are seniors, maybe someone who's widowed or a widower. The most lonely population in the world, and again, this is according to AARP, are the 18 to 24-year-olds. So this is an indication of how big this problem is going to be. And as you know, because of the dawn of social media, Mike, when those folks start to feel lonely, suicide becomes an option. Pulling away becomes an option. Addiction becomes an option. There's never a good place to talk about this on podcasts, but after we started the company, we were working with that one client. Riley ended up passing away. And the last text that she sent anyone in the world, she said she was lonely. And so here we are running a company and we're helping all these folks and we couldn't help our own kid. And so to tell you that, you know, when people want to understand the gravity of the problem, that is an idea of the gravity of the problem. PIX covers 8 million lives right now, and we're in 93 markets, and we haven't even begun to scratch the surface.
Wow. Cindy, powerful. And truly, thank you for sharing such a personal story about your family, because it does bring into focus the realities of what we are experiencing across society and our communities. And this is real, and it's something we need to take head on. So I commend you and your wife for venturing out and telling these very personal and close stories to your family, and also going after solving it. So let's go there as well. Cindy, let's talk about who is PIX Health. There's a lot of things already happening. You've kind of already quantified how many covered lives you're touching and you're just getting going. But let's first start there. Who is PIX Health? I know you've done it a lot. That elevator pitch, hit our community with it. Who is PIX Health and what are you achieving with the technology?
Yeah, so PIX Health is what I would consider be the only proven loneliness solution right now, at least that I'm aware of in the US. The way we solve it is twofold. I call it the peanut butter chocolate solution. We do use technology. You need to, because the scale and the pervasiveness of the problem, and actually interesting statistic, but it's going to make sense. Nobody's going to be shocked by it. When you are chronically lonely and inside our platform, the chronically lonely members use the platform the most between 12 and 4 a.m. because that's when stress sits in. That's when you want answers. That's when you're trying to fix something. That's when you're reaching out. So the platform is so important for scale. But if you are going to solve a very intimate problem like loneliness, you have to use human beings. So if the platform's the peanut butter, the humans are the chocolate, and we employ a peer mentor model. Our model's a bit different than a lot of companies in that we employ all our peer mentors. We don't use volunteers. We don't use 1099s. We look for shared experience and folks that have some kind of behavioral mental health experience, but we call them all ANDY. And ANDY stands for Authentic, Nurturing, Dependable, Your Friend. So these folks, their job isn't just to get in there. And sometimes we'll get connected to a person through the tech because the tech will throw a flag that this person is in trouble. But their job isn't just to get in there and provide companionship, ask them how they're doing. It's to literally take a scientific approach to moving them through that stuck in mud I talked to you about in the brain. And here's the problem with healthcare. We are so greedy. Our healthcare technology is greedy. I say it skips all the foreplay. We get someone on a piece of technology and we're like, did you take your medicine? What are your symptoms? What are this? What are this? Instead of treating them like humans, what I always say is our technology acts like a friend in a coffee shop. We ask you how you're doing and what can we do for you? If you're feeling good in the moment, we celebrate it. If you need some help, we give it to you. And then what ANDY's job is, once you kind of start to unstick folks in that chronic lonely phase, it is then their job to help them with everything else around social health. So you don't have a shower seat, you haven't taken a shower in a week, we'll get it for you. You need to go to the doctor, we'll make sure you have a ride. You haven't taken your medicine in 4 months, we're going to get on the phone with you and CVS and we're going to go through the whole thing to make sure you get your medicine. When someone trusts you enough to open up about loneliness and you become that trusted source, you've got to help them with everything else that comes along with it.
That is such a great way to paint the picture, Cindy. And of course, I have to ask, when you think about, obviously, you go and engage as an organization on the business side of it, obviously engaging with our health plans around the country. Awesome. That's how you get to the covered lives. But how do the covered lives, how do the patients, how do the members come in and how are they introduced to PIX Health as well? If I'm actually a person experiencing loneliness, how do I become engaged with the platform?
Mostly what we do is when we sign a contract with a health plan, we'll take over an eligibility file or a target file, and we run it through a proprietary algorithm that we call a loneliness index. And so what it does is it tells us the people who are likely to be chronically lonely, but also have a propensity for an intervention. And then we have a whole nother part of our call center, not our ANDYs, and their job is to call and reach out to these folks and just ask them if they need a little help. We never say, hey, we're calling on behalf of PIX Health. Your health plan is paying for this. And are you lonely? Because if so, I've got a solution. Because there's a stigma associated with saying you're lonely, just like there was with Riley. She wasn't alone. So what they'll say is, hey, I'm calling from PIX Health. We work with your health plan. And we know that everybody just needs a little help along the way. Is there anything I can help you with right now? And then ease our way into that relationship. So we take a very, I don't want to say aggressive, I'm going to tell you a very strategic, thought out approach to getting people engaged.
And from the health plan's perspective, obviously, and you know as well as I do, there's a lot of, I put them in air quotes, but comorbidities with loneliness, like you mentioned, right? You're not being adherent to your medication plan. You're not being adherent to maybe a good diet. You mentioned potentially looking at addiction and things of that nature, these comorbidities that can be piling on the top of loneliness. So from the health plan's perspective, what's the feedback you've been receiving from those plans that are managing these covered lives and working with PIX Health?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's evolved, right? Like in the beginning, the whole theory of the case was, there was research to prove this. In fact, there was a study from Becker's that was done, I think in 2018, that followed 30 some odd people who were responsible for over $5 million in emergency room spend. Because it was only 40 people. They went back and interviewed all of them. And the number one reason why they went to the emergency room was because they were lonely. So when we first started, that's what we kind of sold off of. ED, diversion, inpatient reduction, those kind of things. It has gone way beyond that now. Now we actually sell on engagement because every time we talk to a member and move them through loneliness or are in the process of moving them through loneliness, we cover gaps in care, HEDIS measures, we're addressing social determinants of health needs, and there are many, many, many ways of being reimbursed for doing those things. And like I said, 93 markets. So our health plans will say, why are you guys so much more successful at doing this? And it's because we don't pick up the phone wanting to ask them a 40-question HRA. We pick up the phone to help them with loneliness. And then when they trust us, then we'll ask them a few questions of that HRA. Or we'll ask them if they've been to the doctor in the last 6 months. Have they gone to the dentist? If they are of age, have you gotten your mammogram? And we're incredibly powerful there. So the model has really moved to think of it more of an engagement model.
And of course, at the end of the day, the feedback that matters most are those members that you are engaged with. What has it been like hearing from those members that have been engaged with PICS Health?
It's moving. It's exactly the reason why we keep getting up and doing this every single day. I know that it's working. I mean, we could show you testimonial upon testimonial. We've even gotten members to go on video. It's unbelievable how bleak it feels, and maybe not so unbelievable, and certainly not to me, to the point where we lost our daughter. But it's unbelievable how bleak being lonely can feel. And if just somebody, anybody, is putting their hand out to help you, you can only imagine how life-changing that is. Not just for the person that we're helping, but for the family. This is a family issue, a caregiver, a neighbor, a brother, a sister. One of the things that I think I find to be a misnomer around loneliness is, oh, if you're feeling lonely, all you have to do is reach out to your family and you're going to feel better, or pick up the phone or go down the street and play in a bridge game or whatever. I've seen all kinds of things written. Those are people who in the moment are feeling lonely. Those are not the chronically lonely. Those folks need really a thoughtful therapeutic intervention.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And it's a great way that you're defining that. I think it is important for our listening community. And so also, Cindy, let's take a crystal ball off the shelf, if you will. Let's look at a bit future state. You said it earlier. I think we're just getting going around this very important societal topic, right? And I think the more leaders like you are shining a light on it, I think obviously the more success we're going to have in solving this epidemic. So where do you see things heading, say, the next 2 to 3, 3 to 5 years for the industry writ large? And then, of course, you and the team have been at it for over 7 years. But of course, I'm sure as any entrepreneur, you feel like you're just getting going. Where do you also see PICS Health in those next several years as well?
So I really do think that the industry is opening up to social health. And it's not just loneliness. I'm going to put loneliness in that category. And I'm sure your listeners are talking about this, but the new HEI guidelines that came out around stars ratings and for the disengaged members, what basically CMS is saying is, hey, look, we're tired of floating a boatload of money to health plans who are not actually reaching the disengaged, figuring out why they're disengaged and getting them reengaged and back to better health. And what we know is those folks, those disengaged, which by the way, is a larger percentage than you would imagine, overwhelmingly, well over 85% of them are suffering from chronic loneliness. So that's the way to get to them. So that's where I think the industry is going. And I think CMS is seeing it. Now, whether they're seeing it as it relates directly to loneliness or they're seeing it as a financial problem, they're seeing it. Where do I see PICS Health in a few years from now? I think that the peer mentor model around care coordination, and I don't think of us as a point solution. We are literally a platform. We do so many things for so many people. I think that's going to become the only way we're going to serve the disenfranchised and the disengaged. Because, Mike, you know this, 900,000 nurses are going to leave the healthcare industry in the next 2 years because they can make more money piercing ears than they can in the ICU. And that's the truth. So what's going to fill the gap? It's going to have to be the shared experience peer model. And that's where I think PICS is going to become, you know, loneliness is the reason why we get folks to trust us, but we're going to be doing all kinds of things for people because the healthcare system isn't going to be able to support it anymore.
I agree. We are at a breaking point in regards to workforce and being able to handle the loads that are in front of us as a nation, and it's only going to get worse. But to your point, we need to start thinking differently and creatively in regards to what is a caregiver, who is that caregiver, and how can they engage with members of our collective communities, if you will. So I love the way of thinking. And I think the reality that you just painted in regards to future state, I think it's going to be here quicker than a lot of us imagine. And I'm rooting it on to get here as fast as possible. So we'll put the crystal ball back on the shelf for a little bit. Cindy, let's come back to current state. I know we have an incredible community rallied around this podcast. They love, love, love to engage and help out incredible entrepreneurs like yourself and companies like PICS Health. What's one problem, need, or question that you and the team have that our community could be helping you with?
I'm interested in, well, firstly, for folks who actually work in the industry, if loneliness is even being talked about at the table, and if it isn't, what is the approach that people are thinking about taking around social health? It is the wraparound between physical and mental health. So I love picking executives' brains. Are you talking about this in your weekly meetings? Is it in your strategy? Is it on your roadmap? Like, how are you trying to figure that out? More importantly, I also feel like there's probably a lot of what I would call advocates in your listening base. And I think that what advocates can do, because candidly, this whole landscape will change if loneliness has a billing code. And there's no reason why it doesn't, because there's a proven evidence-based screening, meaning you can diagnose it, and there are proven solutions where you can improve it. And right now, there's no pharmaceutical for loneliness. So this is the only way. So I'd say for the advocates out there that reaching out to your congressman, to your state Medicaid plans, your Medicare contacts, and talking about this issue is critically important.
Absolutely. And for those listening to this episode and interested in getting involved and being a champion for everything that you and the team are building at PixHealth, how do they get a hold of you? Social media handles, contact points, or otherwise, how do they get a hold of you online, Cindy?
LinkedIn is always good, because even when I'm not looking at it, someone is. And so usually, certainly they can reach out to us through the website. And frankly, if they reference this podcast, it'll get to me directly. I literally still try to answer a lot of those things myself when they come in and they're directed toward me. So those are two good ways to find us. My personal LinkedIn and the website.
Easy enough. And for our listening community, just simply scroll on down into your favorite podcast player where you're listening to this episode. You'll find those contact points for Cindy and the PixHealth team. You can also head over to our free global online community at passionatepioneers.com. There will be a post for Cindy's episode where you can leave comments, feedback, and questions or otherwise for Cindy and the team, as well as find those contact points online. Again, over at passionatepioneers.com. Well, Cindy, we've covered a lot of ground, and I know we'll probably have you back. I think we talked about it before we even turned the microphone on. We may have to do a Where Are They Now? Maybe in the next year or so, because this is such an incredibly important conversation and topic and subject matter that we all need to continue to get after and get after in earnest. So we'd definitely love to have you back. But before we let you get out of here for today, we have one more piece for you. It's a fill in the blank. I'm a passionate pioneer because?
Because I have a chip on my shoulder.
I love it. I love it. Bring in the heat, bring in the fire, and doing it all for the right reasons. Cindy, thank you so much for taking a pit stop. I know how busy you and the team are, for taking the time to be with our community. I can't thank you enough. And more importantly, I can't thank you and the team enough for getting after such an important part of our health and care in our nation. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Mike. Really, really, really appreciate the platform. I feel like I'm sure there's somebody listening that is experiencing this themselves. And so hopefully we can move this ball forward so we can help anyone who needs it.
Thank you for joining us today on Passionate Pioneers with Mike Baselli. We'd love to hear your feedback about the podcast so we can continue to improve this community and to further support the pioneers being featured. Lastly, please take a moment to subscribe to the podcast and invite your friends and colleagues to join us. This is Passionate Pioneers with Mike Baselli. I look forward to having you back with us during our next episode.